Sitrep ISR, IDF intercepts drone over southern Lebanon, Amal Khalil killing draws condemnation, issued 10:32 Israel time, 7:32 UTC, Thursday the 23rd of April 2026. Bottom line, since the prior Sitrep, the IDF has confirmed launching an interceptor at a suspicious aerial target over southern Lebanon, corroborating earlier Hezbollah claims of a drone attack near Al-Kantara. While Lebanese President Aoun and regional figures have condemned the IDF strike that killed journalist Amal Khalil in Al-Tiri, Iran's senior officials are publicly conditioning Strait of Hormuz reopening on ceasefire compliance, and a Saudi envoy has arrived in Beirut. Since the previous Sitrep, the IDF has publicly confirmed intercepting a suspicious aerial target over southern Lebanon, lending credibility to Hezbollah's earlier claim of a drone launch toward IDF forces in Al-Kantara. An incident Israeli Army radio acknowledged the IDF initially attempted to suppress. Separately, Lebanese President Aoun has formally condemned the IDF strike that killed journalist Amal Khalil in Al-Tiri, elevating the diplomatic profile of that incident. On the Iran track, senior Iranian officials, including Parliament Speaker Ghalabaf and FM Araghchi, are publicly linking Strait of Hormuz reopening to ceasefire compliance, while a Saudi envoy has arrived in Beirut and the French foreign minister has claimed credit for facilitating today's Washington trilateral meeting. Iran, Tehran conditions Hormuz reopening on ceasefire compliance. Iranian official posture, Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf stated that reopening the Strait of Hormuz is impossible while the ceasefire is being flagrantly breached, warning that military pressure has failed and that continued escalation makes stability impossible. He also characterized the maritime blockade as hostage-taking of the global economy, according to Quds News Network, a propaganda outlet whose framing should be treated as signal of Iranian information operations posture rather than ground truth. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi separately attributed insecurity in the Persian Gulf and Strait of Hormuz directly to what he termed US-Israeli aggression against Iran. These statements are from Iranian state media and represent Tehran's official public line. They should not be taken as factual characterizations of events. Pezeshkian on negotiations. President Pezeshkian described breach of commitments, blockade, and threats as the main obstacles to genuine negotiations, consistent with the broader Iranian messaging pattern of conditioning diplomatic progress on the lifting of economic pressure. Pakistan, as intermediary Al-Manar, a Hezbollah-affiliated propaganda outlet, reported that Pakistan's interior minister described Trump's decision to extend the ceasefire with Iran as an important step to ease tensions, expressing expectation of progress from Tehran. An Iranian source cited by the Lebanese newspaper Al Akbar, relayed via N12 chat, stated that Tehran told the Pakistani mediator the Lebanon-related clause is non-negotiable. The Pakistani side reportedly conveyed a US position that direct Lebanon-Israel negotiations could address that issue faster and that Washington does not want the Lebanon question folded into Iran talks. This reporting is unconfirmed and sourced through multiple intermediaries. Lebanon Northern Front, IDF confirms intercept, drone attack acknowledgement follows Hezbollah claim. Al-Kantara drone incident, the IDF confirmed at approximately 0705 UTC that an interceptor was launched toward a suspicious aerial target identified in an area of southern Lebanon where IDF soldiers are operating. The target did not cross into Israeli territory and interception results are under review. Israeli Army Radio's correspondent, cited by Bint Jabal News, reported that Israeli sources acknowledged Hezbollah launched a drone toward IDF forces in the town of Al-Kantara on Wednesday, and that Hezbollah was the first to announce the incident via an official statement while the IDF initially attempted to suppress the information. Al-Manar, a Hezbollah propaganda outlet, made the same claim, attributing the acknowledgement to Israeli media. The IDF's 0705 UTC statement constitutes the first on-record Israeli confirmation of an aerial intercept event consistent with these reports. Journalist Amal Khalil, Lebanese President Joseph Aoun expressed condolences over the death of journalist Amal Khalil, killed in an IDF strike on Al-Tiri, and stated that the deliberate targeting of journalists aims to obscure events. According to Al-Manar, citing Lebanon's national news agency, journalist Zainab Faraj was injured in the same strike. Quds News Network, a propaganda outlet, claimed Sky News justified the killing. This characterization is unverified and attributed to an adversarial source. Soldier kidnapping warning, a Yedioth Ahronoth correspondent in the north, cited by Bint J. Bail News, assessed that wherever Hezbollah fighters and IDF soldiers are co-located, Hezbollah will repeatedly attempt soldier kidnappings as a guaranteed card. Looting reports. Haaretz reported, as relayed by Bint Jabal News and Quds News Network, that Israeli soldiers in regular and reserve service have been looting civilian property, motorcycles, televisions, furniture, carpets, from homes and businesses in southern Lebanon, with fighters and field commanders cited as witnesses. The report states the practice has become routine without disciplinary action. House burning, Bint Jebel News reported that Israeli forces have been setting fire to homes in the Mafilia neighborhood west of Maiz al-Jabal since early morning. This report is from a caution-rated source and is unconfirmed by independent or trusted outlets. Diplomatic track, the French foreign minister stated that the Lebanon ceasefire and today's Washington meeting might not have happened without French intervention, per Bint Jebel News. Saudi envoy Prince Yazid bin Farhan arrived in Beirut aboard a private jet, according to Al Jadid as cited by Bint Jebel News, a notable diplomatic signal ahead of the Washington trilateral. Hezbollah supporter sentiment, Times of Israel reported on mass funerals for slain Hezbollah operatives, with parents describing their sons' deaths as an honor and expressing willingness to sacrifice more Gaza. Airstrikes reported across Gaza. Hamas rebuild assessment surfaces, reported Strikes Quds News Network. A propaganda outlet reported an Israeli airstrike near a mosque in northern Gaza, killing 5 Palestinians, including 3 children, on Wednesday, and a separate strike targeting a Palestinian police point west of Khan Yunis, killing Yahya Abu Shalhoub. These claims originate solely from a propaganda source and are unconfirmed by trusted or mainstream outlets. Hamas reconstitution assessment, Israeli opposition figures cited by N12 Chat assess that Hamas is reconstituting, recruiting fighters, rebuilding military capacity, and consolidating civilian control, while the government pursues what they characterized as hollow, absolute victory slogans. Former PM Bennett and Yisrael Beitenu chair Eisenkot both commented on a Channel 12 investigative report alleging Netanyahu is ignoring clear military-level warnings. This is domestic political commentary, not an operational intelligence assessment. Multilateral institutions, Israel Defense Procurement, October 7 inquiry hearing opens. Israeli Defense Procurement, Israel's Ministry of Defense, announced a procurement of aerial munitions from Elbit Systems, valued at approximately 600 million nis as part of combat readiness improvements, per N12 Chat. Defense Minister Katz stated Israel is continuing to strengthen its munitions independence. October 7 state inquiry hearing, Israel's Supreme Court opened hearings on petitions to compel the government to establish a state commission of inquiry into the October 7 attacks. The government's legal representative argued there is no precedent in any democracy for a court to compel the executive to form such a commission. Justices Groskop and Solberg challenged the government's position from the bench. The hearing is ongoing within the coverage window. End of Siterep. Full coverage at siterepisr.com.